Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Winkie's guy, Patrick Mahomes, on whether he will be ready to go, whether he will be full strength with the high ankle strain come this weekend. Winkie's lead is interesting because it has me thinking about, I'm a noted Mac Jones lover, unlike Shyman Wiggy.
Yeah, we know that
because
one.
Because I don't think that he's had the fair shake in which to show you what he can potentially do. However,
you're all about fair.
You have me thinking a little bit with your lead this morning about a half an hour or so ago, which is that you have some really, really good quarterbacks theoretically for an extended period of time in the AFC, and you better make sure as the New England Patriots that you got the guy or you go and get the guy.
If you want to be able to compete, you're going to have to deal with Patrick Mahomes, you're going to have to deal with Josh Allen, and you're going to have to deal with Joe Burrow. We had the conversation.
And maybe Tom Brady.
And who knows who the Jets get? The Jets said that they're willing to spend anything on a vet quarterback.
But so. I don't care about those guys. Like, I know for the next 10 years, I'm going to have to deal with Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen in the AFC. Whether or not Brady makes a quick pit start to the AFC, I can care less.
I'd put Trevor Lawrence in that mix.
I wouldn't necessarily put him there just yet.
I would.
Not yet.
Okay. But and he doesn't have the team like they have.
But in 10 years, you're saying that we'll have to deal with them for years to come. He's a young guy who's
right,
very talented.
But think about this. When we think about the Brady, Roethlisberger, Manning trio in the AFC where they controlled it for, it seemed like, decade plus, there were other quarterbacks in there like Philip Rivers and guys.
Flacco,
that were good, but it was more about those guys were consistently good on consistently good teams year in and year out, and you knew like that was the mountaintop. You'd have to get through one of them, two of them, maybe even all three of them. So, yeah, you might be able to throw Trevor Lawrence's name in there at some point in time, Justin Herbert. But for me, looking at those three guys, one of those teams are going to be in the AFC Championship game every single year. And you, as a New England Patriots organization, you're going to not only gonna have to deal with Josh Allen because he's in your division, but you're going to have to deal with Mahomes and Burrow to potentially have to go through one of those teams for an AFC championship round, or even you might have to even deal with all three of them. And where do you stack up against it? You don't have a puncher's chance because your quarterback's not on that level. He's not even close.
Going back to that caller yesterday, though, he made a perfect point. He's like, we're talking about a high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes, who was throwing his coat. He didn't want to go to the locker room. He wanted to continue to play, and then he did. And then looking back on Mac Jones, I'm not blaming Mac Jones. I would be the same way. But he had to be carried off the field with a high ankle sprain. Toughness alone, when you compare him to those guys. But I'm saying the want
I think Mac's tough.
I do, too. But the want to be out there.
That's different.
That's not there.
Well, that's a different conversation. Because then the other thing you have to
Wasn't the issue that when it came to which procedure he was going to have done, if he was going to have one done, it was because he wanted the one that would get him back out there quicker?
I think it was.
It went back and forth, though. Then people were like, well, no, or Bill wanted him out, but he didn't feel ready.
But that was a conversation. I would never question Mac's toughness. Yeah, maybe he. Some people react, Courtney, differently to pain. You know, some people, they get to scream into a holy heaven, and it looks like, you know, they just, you lost a limb. But the biggest thing that I'm looking at is even in Mac's rookie year, when he had a good year with Josh McDaniels, is there anything that you see that you could say you can compete with those three teams for the next 10 years?
Yes,
we know Mahomes is already locked up for a long time, and you know Joe Burrow's about to be locked up. And you're probably, Josh Allen's not going nowhere.
Joe Burrow, they're talking about being the first $500 million guy.
I mean, that's more expensive than the entire city of Cincinnati, so God bless him. But, I mean, the thing that Wiggy's getting to, your general point is inarguable, that the talent of Mahomes, the raw ability of Allen, and the total package of Burrow are all things that Mac will likely never be. And in order to win in today's NFL, you have to be perfect at everything else in the absence of one of those guys. With one of those guys, you can mess up the draft, you can be mediocre on defense, and still contend every year. So Bill's approach has worked in the past, but it's very difficult to achieve the championship goal without a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
And all those guys are basically the same age. You know what I mean? It's not like Patrick Mahomes is aging out where it was Brady and it's like, all right, it's time to pass the torch. All those guys are all 24, 25, 26, 20. They're all within 2 years of each other, Mac Jones included. So for the next 10 years, those are the teams that you have to deal with. And as a Pats fan, I look at my defense and goes, oh, it's good enough, but can my quarterback compete with just those three? And I know you guys have brought, we haven't even talked about the others that potentially could come up, but just those three alone. If this is the NFC, you know what? That's a different conversation.
Okay, but the only solution in your mind is
Lamar.
Is Lamar Jackson.
Because he gives you a he gives you a fighting chance.
Well, it's the only identifiable solution,
yes.
Right? Like you can take stabs at the draft. That's another option, but it's a far more tenuous game. Whereas Lamar Jackson is a known commodity. You know exactly what you're getting, and it's someone that can at least compete with guys like that.
I mean, off-season-wise, maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that conversation, Greg, is this. Would you rather just potentially have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl within the next 3 years, and then you go out and you say, all right, we're going to chase a Brady or a Rodgers, and then after that, we got to reevaluate what the next 7 years will look like, right? Or do you go, we try to sell everything we can to get Lamar and give us a fighting chance?
And the free agent, by its nature, is the better avenue because you're not hurting yourself in another field like the draft by giving up capital to get the player. And I don't know if there's been a season where there's been more competition for quarterbacks, because the cap is going up like crazy, if you still believe in that. The revenue of the new TV deal kicks in this next upcoming season. In the AFC alone, the Dolphins, the Jets, the Ravens, the Colts, the Texans, the Titans, the Raiders, and maybe even the Broncos. Over half the AFC is going to be in the hunt for a quarterback, which is, I mean, obviously, a couple of those will go. The Texans will likely take Petty second overall because the Bears won't take a quarterback. But by and large, you're looking at, I mean, what could Aaron Rodgers get if he were to be released by the Packers? Or what would, you know, Lamar Jackson get if he renegotiates his deal in a trade? Like, there is going to be crazy money. And will the Patriots spend it on a quarterback?
And the other thing, Curtis, is, and you just spoke about the AFC. Now, think about how the NFC looks at that, or those teams in the NFC that might go, wait a second. All the studs are at stud quarterbacks are all over there in the AFC. If we can get the Rodgers, the Lamar, the Brady, that type of quarterback, we now can put ourselves in the conversation of, I mean, look at
year after year.
Look at the Philadelphia Eagles, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts is not in the same category as the three guys that we've been talking about, Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes. And he looks like that Philly looks like, okay, this could be a team that can contend in the NFC for the next few years because where's their competition?
And you don't even want to see Mac Jones 1 year with at least one of the equal skill players that those three guys have.
No. Because I think he's Tua.
I mean, you have to at least acknowledge the skill players that those quarterbacks
that's
have.
That's part of it.
That are not
here.
Yeah,
and Mac just becomes Kirk Cousins with Justin Jefferson. He literally has the best receiver in all of football, and that would just be what happens.
Or he's
even
Tua.
Even if you get a legitimate number one receiver in here next to Mac, he becomes what, Kirk Cousins? Great. That's going to get you super far.
Or like I said, if you had two, if you put Mac down in Miami, is Miami competing against Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Kansas City? No.
All right. Well, good lead this morning, Wiggy.
You got
well
it,
done.
Man.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, hear what Tom Brady had to say, and we'll also discuss what one former NFL head coach says about the Dallas Cowboys and how they are doing Dak Prescott dirty. That's coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics win streak came to an end last night in Orlando, 113-98, your final. And a reminder that this game was without Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart. The real dagger came in the third when Jason Tatum left the game for grabbing his side a bit. It didn't seem like it was really an injury, just more like discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
During that time that he was in the locker room, the Magic went up double digits, and the Celtics couldn't really dig themselves out from there. He explained what happened that led to him leaving after the loss.
Yeah, I was just dealing with some pain in my stomach. Went to go to the back, just kind of get looked at, make sure I was all right, and, you know, ultimately I was and came back.
So it wasn't like rib injury or
anything? Nah.
Celtics also kind of got screwed on that delayed inbounds. Like, essentially the refs were waiting for those guys to protest a call. It was like 45 seconds. Right. Al Horford was like, "Give me the ball. I want to inbound the ball."
But it seems like as much as you watch basketball and you watch a lot of different games, like the officiating is so bad on every. I almost am at the point where, you know, you have to overcome because there's going to be horrible calls all. You know. Because
the acting is so bad as
well. Well, it is part of the acting. Yeah. And we've had Jeff Van Gundy on before to talk about that. The flopping is so bad, and you don't know what the hell is a foul nowadays. But I think Jason Tatum just had the BGs. When he said he had to go to the back, that means he went to the back to see if he get the squeaky deets.
And they asked if it was like a ribs. That's what the second follow-up question was. He said, no, nothing like that. He did end the game with 26 points. Jaylen Brown did as well. And it's a quick turnaround for the guys. They'll now take on the Heat in Miami tonight. 7:30 tip. No injury report released yet. As soon as it is, I will let you know.
But it don't concern you, though, right? Nobody's concerned.
No, I'm not concerned.
Well, I mean, that particular team has your number. I mean, but again, as you said, maybe it's just like bad luck, you know, and they end up playing them when guys are hurt. So
we're going to judge this team in the same way we're going to judge the Bruins. It doesn't matter, excuse me, what they do. They can win every game from here on out. We're going to judge them on what they look like in the playoffs.
I guess it worries me a little bit if you say Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart could all be injured at the same time. That's worrisome.
Yeah, but we know based on Brogdon's dealing with personal issues.
Yeah.
We know Rob Williams is just a precautionary thing, and Marcus Smart is an ankle
injury.
But
if he keeps re-aggravating that knee, then that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, that's anything with the injury. So that's why I say you got to get some depth.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Bruins are also in action tonight in Montreal. Puck drop at 7. We talked a bit about Steph Diggs yesterday after the Bills lost to the Bengals. His actions both during the game, on the sideline, and then that report coming out of the locker room that he was cleaning out his locker. He's not having any of it. He took to Twitter to say a few things. He said, "Want me to be okay with losing? Nah. Want me to be okay with our level of play when it's not up to the standard? Nah." And finally, he said, "It's easy to criticize my reaction more than the result." It was also interesting seeing guys like Eli Apple, you know, quote tweeting the video of he and Josh Allen him kind of yelling at Josh Allen on the sideline saying, like, these guys need couples therapy. Like, it's not, that is not a good scene in Buffalo when it comes to Steph Diggs and his actions, I don't think.
The pressure's getting to them boys up there.
Yeah. And the NFC and AFC championship games are set. Sunday at 3, we've got 49ers and Eagles in Philly. And 6:30, Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site needed here. This one is going through Kansas City. Reminder that all these games can be heard right here on WEEI or on the Odyssey app. Looking for great value for lunch? Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Friday until 4 p.m. and enjoy their new flatbread lunch combo starting at just $9.99. The 99, always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, the 41 degrees is the high today, but this is the lull before more of the white stuff. Wiggy, sorry, coming tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches in Boston. Quick aside, why do we ever cancel school when we did it remotely for a year? Why don't you just do remote school in a snowstorm?
Well, I mean, don't you want to give the kids the opportunity to go outside and play in, in the snow?
Well, wouldn't you rather do the school day at home, go sledding in the afternoon, and then when it's 80 in June, you can go home and not have to be in school?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. But I think they give them like a certain number of snow days or something still.
Anyway, that was the weather report. God bless you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at least one more time. I guess we'll have Ty on before the Super Bowl, Curtis, so couple chances to hear from Ty Law, including today at 8:20 on today's show.
Only three NFL games left.
Oh, I know. Depressing, isn't it?
Totally. It is.
The second I start seeing college basketball promos, I want to jump off.
Have you seen all of the memes that it's like, oh, once the Cowboys lose, they go back into the house, come out wearing a Duke jersey?
By the way, our society is doomed for many reasons, but the latest is that we create celebrities out of people that can't handle their team losing by destroying things in their home.
Exactly. Oh, I was just going to say the same exact thing. And by the way, Chime, are you going to do what are we doing this morning? You're frustrated with your own generation. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, it might even be a little younger than me, but yeah, there's a thought going around the internet currently that needs to be abolished rapidly.
Okay, maybe we'll do that at 8.
My man hauled off and sucker punched his television.
The guy who like the Cowboys fan who like pulled it off the wall and
took
then
it outside,
drove his truck over it. Like I mean. I guess it's real, but it's like what? How many times has that been done? What do these people just have endless amounts of cash on hand to buy new televisions?
I got a TV for $50 nowadays. Come on, let's be honest. Remember the days of getting a TV?
Well, Greg doesn't really have one yet.
Well, but I mean, especially a nice TV, the ones that used to be giant and sat on the floor, those were like, oh, if you owned one of those, you made it, or you knew somebody, and this big thing fell off the truck. But nowadays, you get a TV, flat screen, you know, 55-inch television for $50 anyway.
But when you made an ass of yourself, like I did, I kicked people out of the house after the Patriots lost Super Bowl 42. I didn't want people to see me miserable in this low moment. Now they're like, film me.
Yeah, everybody's
Skip Bayless, reported. The biggest boob on the planet, has his poor wife Geraldine film him throwing away a Dak Prescott jersey in his kitchen.
Yeah, that was very boomer of him. It was like, hey, let's grab the camera. Let me go get the jersey. Set it all up. He's like looking at it. Oh, wait, should I?
He's like a 60-year-old man, isn't he?
60? I think he's nearer, he should be going to me to the 80 for Brady. He's almost 80.
No man of that age should have a professional sports franchise jersey. Okay.
No, I'm just telling you. I wear them all the time. No, They're in style.
But you played.
You played the game.
Yeah, but what do you mean? I wear ones of guys that like throwback jerseys. Like those people
Maybe if it's a throwback and it's you, and I'm afraid of you. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Chime?
Well, we begin with the one and only Tom Brady. It seems to be where we begin a lot of times with things. Because Tom Brady was asked by his good pal Scratchy if he knew what his future held in the NFL. Here's what Tom had to say back to Scratchy.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You've said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Scripted much?
That was totally scripted. God, was that awkward.
First of all, when people try to swear who don't normally swear in their regular life, it sounds weird.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady swears all the time.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Anytime they have him hooked up on the shop, he swears constantly.
Okay, but he wouldn't be swearing when answering that particular question.
True,
it sounds fair. So scripted.
Yeah, that the way he does. But I get this. Here's where I get frustrated with athletes. You know what you want to do. Like, stop it. Like, oh, it's day by day.
Of course he knows. Like, he wants to play again.
Just tell us, like, hey, this is where I'm leaning and I want to play. People know this whole, like, oh, I don't know. You know what you want to do. We talked to Devin McCourty.
Mm-hmm.
Devin knows whether or not he wants to retire.
But Devin's playing it just like Brady is. Like, I don't think Devin wants to play. And Devin's on TV saying, like, if Brady wants to come back to New England, I'll run it back again.
Yeah. How do you think Mac Jones felt about that?
Not great.
Do you think Sophie unfollowed Devin McCourty when he said that?
She better have.
Courtney, what do you think about Sophie? Are you a fan of how she blocked you?
I am a fan of her.
Nah.
It's hard to read those tweets when it's not really your vernacular. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know what, though? When guys do this, like professional athletes, you know what they are? They're the, if you ever go to the club, they're the ones who have the section and bringing all the bottles lit up. It's like a look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you want to do. Like Brady knows whether and if he wants to play. Devin knows whether or not he wants to play. This whole, well, I'm just going to need some time to think about it and blah, blah, blah. It's like, come on, bro. You know what you want to do. You don't need to think about it. You either in or you ain't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, Gregory, next we go to former NFL head coach Herm Edwards. He talked about Dak Prescott and how he's kind of being done dirty by the Cowboys.
What I want to say, I can't say on air because I'm a good Catholic man and I won't go there with it. That's unfortunate. It really is. When you think about somebody in the organization, this thing is called team. And when you pick out a certain individual to say you want to lay the blame on him personally, you know, that's just, to me, I don't believe in that. I just don't. That's not how I'm built. This is a little bit of the Dallas Cowboys problem. It's always someone else's fault.
So he's referring to a tweet that the Cowboys organization sent out, mm-hmm. which essentially blamed that loss on Dak Prescott. I mean, I think he's right, though. Like, it's a team loss. It's not Dak Prescott's loss.
Right, but I mean, Dak has to take a lot of the blame. Like, the interception he threw was just bad. The first one were bad.
He had two more that he probably could have been picked off.
I remember the first one, like it was a deep comeback route, and he just threw it to the other team. The throw to CeeDee Lamb down the middle against the linebacker, that was like a bad throw. He's got the guy beat. Just put it out there for him to run underneath.
But your organization is the last that should be putting the blame on
you. Yeah, I understand that. Because
the tweet's bad. Yeah. Like, whoever wrote that tweet,
what did the tweet say?
It says, Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers. In a matchup, the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't, again, generate self-inflicted wounds.
Wow, this came from the Cowboys?
Yes. At Dallas from Cowboys. Like, that is...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, maybe he's another one who needs a change of scenery. Well, you get him up out of there.
You're not a fan.
Who, of Dak?
Yeah.
I mean, I would take him.
You would?
Yeah.
Wasn't yesterday Wiggy talking about the organization ought to be done with him? And
No, I said the organization should be done with Mike McCarthy.
No, I think Courtney said Dak is whack.
No, I didn't.
I mean,
Dak
is
hot.
I would take Dak Prescott. If you're a Pats fan and you're sitting there and you're looking at...
Oh, I'm five.
You're looking at what I talked about, these three guys. Don't you need a guy that you at least say... gives us a puncher's chance. Like the week before.
You want Dak Prescott over Mac Jones?
Hell yeah.
I would take Dak.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
He hasn't gone consecutive weeks this season without throwing picks.
I mean, I understand that.
I mean, Matt Stafford threw like 18 of them last year, so, and he won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it happens. But Dak's good. He's not great. He's not in that upper echelon, but he's better than Mac Jones.
Yeah. I mean, that's you're asking me if I'm looking at my team and I'm going, who gives me a puncher's chance? I would say Dak gives me a puncher's chance. I would say Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson. If my team is competing against Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen for the next 10 years, I need some guys. I need a guy that can throw at least one punch and go, oh, we can catch him.
All right. Finally, this morning, Shine.
Lastly, we actually have audio from Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce talking about what the Celtics need to do to continue and have a successful season.
What do you want to see from the C's finishing off strong?
This is just something Doc always told us. Don't get bored with the process.
Right.
I mean, they got the best record. You can easily be like, we can't wait for playoffs. No, the process is take care of the regular season because that'll carry over to the playoffs because they know what the ultimate goal is to win a championship. So that's just the one piece of advice. Don't get bored with practice. Right. Come in on days off, get your shots up, get out of there, and get teams you're supposed to beat, go ahead and beat them. Worry about the playoffs when the playoffs come. But right now, we got to take care of business in the regular season, make sure you get home court advantage.
You think that's a risk for this team?
I think that's a risk for both teams, the Bruins and the Celtics, right? It's just natural human nature for you to get bored with the process because you're so good and you're like, all right, when's the playoffs getting here? When's the playoffs getting here? And maybe, like you said, maybe you slack a little bit on whether it's practice, whether it's getting shots up, whatever it is. But I think that's a huge issue for both of the teams, especially when you're that good, right? I don't think they'll ever go on. I think they're bored of the process, and they still ripped off, what, 9-game win streak?
Yeah.
So I don't think you'll ever see them not winning, you know, games where they go like 10 in a row that they've lost, and you could tell that it's affecting them. I just think there could be that potential. And that's just human nature. Don't you get bored when you, like, you're waiting for something to get here? It's like, hey, Thanksgiving, come on, hurry up and get here.
You said earlier you want them to make a move when it comes to deadline time, the Celtics.
Yeah. I think you always should be adding. If you're that team and you're a team that has championship aspirations, shouldn't you be looking to bolster your roster? Shouldn't the Bruins be looking to make a move?
Yeah.
Right, so why shouldn't the Celtics?
Yeah, but
they
don't need to make like this massive move.
But
like,
I'm not saying a massive move.
Yeah, I mean maybe like securing another defenseman to add to the rotation, like a better defenseman, you know, a top four defenseman maybe. But
because you have you have that risk of injury, and you had Carlo out for a little bit,
and Matt Grizzly kind of fell apart in the playoffs last year, so you need to kind of prepare in case that happens.
But if you can make a move that helps when it comes to the future, like Horvat, then I would make that move right away if I were Don Sweeney.
Yeah, unless it
because you don't know what's going to happen with Patrice Bergeron.
I think what Mike Milbury said on our show, I think it was last week, made a lot of sense in that you don't want to slice up the rotation, like the lineup you currently have. Right, you don't want to sell off a bunch of pieces, which is going to be necessary to get a guy like Horvat. Just to get a guy like Horvat, it's because then you're putting yourself at risk going ahead. Your depth is even less just to add one really talented guy.
Yeah. All right, that is They Said It. Thank you very much, Shime. And here is Courtney with today's news.
It's time for
this morning.
on The Greg Hill Show.
The news.
I can set the dialogue for the city.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts last name was Duncan.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
To announce his resignation.
On WEEI.
Where do we start this morning, Courtney?
Oh, well, we're going to start with Justice Department investigators found six more items marked as classified in a search of Biden's Delaware home.
Where were these? In the attic or the sunroom?
Yeah,
he's very fond of that sunroom.
Yeah, maybe in the couch in the sunroom.
Okay.
This comes, of course, after 10 documents were discovered in his personal lawyer's place at Penn Biden Center on November 2nd, and then the ones found in the garage. Of course, on December 20th. They're now going to expand the search to check out more of Biden's properties to see if maybe there are more classified docs out there. So how is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dealing with that? Here's her exchange with Peter Ducey.
When you found out that the FBI had located even more classified materials in Wilmington, which four-letter word did you use?
Oh, my goodness, Peter.
Why are they searching his crib and stuff like
because
that?
Because the guy's not supposed to have the confidential documents in his houses.
The same thing as what they did with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. So
what, he just like one day he's like, you know what, I'm going to take some of these documents home and read them at the house? What's
that
the purpose?
Would be one explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a massive security breach to take them out.
It's this whole thing, though, is just, it's perfect because this ensures that Trump will run again and he will lose because you take this off the table and it removes Biden from the ticket. They get to bring somebody else in to take on Trump. I mean, anybody that doesn't see through what this exactly is, Joe Biden was able to convince the entire country that his son's laptop was Russian disinformation. Yet now he's willingly allowing people into his home to find his classified documents without any fight? Like, think about it, people.
My guess is that presidents, vice presidents have probably always taken this stuff home, and it wasn't a big deal until Donald Trump did it, and so now it's a gotcha thing with Joe. I mean, I would guess they probably they're the president of the United States. They probably feel like, hey, I'm going to take this crap with me when I leave and keep it. I mean, I don't know. That's my guess.
But you think it was a Democrat that set it up? Like,
yes. Inside job.
That's what Curtis thinks. Yes. All right. What else?
Sad night for skiers at Wachusett Mountain. Wachusett, I think, has the best jingle in the area.
Oh, really?
The Wachusett.
What do you have in the running? What other jingles?
Water Country.
Oh, Water Country, very good.
What about Kids?
Cars for Kids, cars for very kids. Good.
Cars
stays in your
kids.
Head.
Yes.
Well, like the catchy ones that stay in your head.
Okay. Oh, the new Burger King one?
Oh, BK, Have It Your Way. So good.
No, the new one, the Whopper, 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 Whopper.
No, I never heard that one, Sean.
I heard Mego and Crew playing that the other day.
Just
never
fond,
heard that
very
one.
Very fond of that.
It's. I guarantee like Rihanna is going to drop that in. Did you know that was produced by Hans Zimmer?
No.
Yes, he got like 13% of like BK stock or something.
Really?
Yes, just to produce that.
I happen to be fond of the Arch Painting jingle.
Joe Jackalone.
Yeah, Joe Jackalone.
Excellent.
Good dude.
Good choice.
All right, anyway.
Well, at Wachusett yesterday at 5 o'clock, the mountain had to close from a power outage. Oh. Now, immediately when I saw this headline, I'm like, what about the people that were going up the mountain in the chairlift? Mm. What do they do? Well, good news, because the chairlift runs on a backup diesel engine. So everybody got back down the mountain safely. But here's Carolyn Stimson from Wachusett.
We had all this beautiful snow coming free from the sky. We've been making it like crazy, and finally we actually got some natural snow. So, of course, that's bringing all the phone calls and people. And then the power goes out. How frustrating.
Oh, this is an 80 for Brady right there.
Mm.
During Ask Me Anything Friday on social media, somebody asked if we were going to do a Flex Friday and everybody could ski or board for free. I think we should try to do that.
I agree.
You won't catch me skiing, though. Okay. One thing I will not do.
But you would enjoy the après scene.
I like the...
Would you try boarding?
No. I like the... I like the
party scene.
The spa, the jacuzzi. You sit in and you can see the mountain and your drinks. I like that. I'm not getting on no ski slope.
You sure?
I am
positive.
What
if we did a Flex Friday and gave everybody free skiing in the morning and all day? You wouldn't try
the only thing
I wouldn't try it for the show?
No, the only thing I would do is where you get on the tube. That's it.
Oh, tubing's very fun.
Yeah, I'm not getting on no board or nothing like that.
Do you think Wiggy is confused by the meaning of bunny slopes?
I'm not with the bunny slopes, Curtis. I like the black diamond.
Right.
I saw a story yesterday that there have been 11 million eyeballs on skiing.
Mm.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know what started that.
Yeah.
Curtis, your future wife is on the phone. Do you want to talk to her?
Oh my God.
She wants to talk about Celtics.
I don't know, Courtney, should I?
Yes.
You better hurry up. Her future's running.
It's Myrna.
Nah.
It is Myrna. Good morning, gentlemen, and beautiful lady.
Good morning, Myrna.
Myrna, how are you?
I'm just great, looking at the gorgeous snow. I wanted to know if you'd made a decision, Curtis, and you know, really, I don't want your wife to know about this. So,
I'll choose you every time, Myrna. You brought the heat in your phone call better than anybody. You're a diehard fan. You are at the first Patriot game at Nickerson Field. I think it would be a crime if you weren't at the 80 for Brady.
Oh, God bless you. You've made my day. I'm going out and shovel some snow.
Don't do that. Curtis can come over later and plow you out.
No. I'm proud of it. I'm
Myrna likes that. She's frisky.
That's a good one, Greg. Okay.
That was not sanctioned by me.
Too soon? Too late?
So, when is this gig happening?
It's next week, right, Greg?
Yeah, it's Tuesday night, I believe.
No, come on. Be real.
I swear to God, it is Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, it's the 31st. All right, Coach. So I need more information. I mean, what, where, when, how. What.
So, Myrna, I believe Jackson took your info down, and we'll be in touch with you later today or tomorrow when I get all the details.
Oh, hip, hip. Thank you. Be careful, a great day, everyone.
All right.
I love Myrna.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Myrna is frisky.
I know.
She can get a little handsy. At that movie theater, you sit too close.
Myrna's going to try the old popcorn trick on Curtis.
Oh, my.
She's in her 80s.
That's all right. She ain't dead yet. She's still living her
life. Teach you a few things.
If you ever wonder what Greg's going to be like as an old man?
That's when they're at their prime, when they're in their 80s. They know.
Preach. All right, we can take a break. Rest of the news, including the irrational outdoor yoga fear, which has Courtney traumatized, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
At 8:20, it's Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday, but back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
And I'm getting a lot of DMs from people in Central Mass in Narragansett saying that the reason their schools are closed today is because of power outages.
Oh, okay, all right.
So
that's right. That's fair.
Yeah,
that's good.
Now, Amador.
We have breaking sports news.
We do.
Yes.
You want to get right to it?
Gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Curtis. Well, it is, it's going to be old home week in Foxborough. Is that correct?
Great day for the Patriots, according to Adam Schefter. Bill O'Brien is returning to Foxborough as the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Woo-hoo!
That okay. is important. Quarterback coach was the job description of Joe Judge. So that officially means that Joe Judge is out in that capacity. But Bill O'Brien has returned to the Patriots as the offensive coordinator, and this is phenomenal news.
All right, step one complete.
Yeah. Step two, you're going to say, is getting a different quarterback.
No, now, well.
Can we give Mac Jones a year?
Well, you, he can get a year.
This is his second season. Let's get rid of this whole entire second season. This All is right. it here with a legit coordinator who knows the system, knows yep. Bill Belichick, and knows Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. So this is great news.
It should be interesting to see if he really wanted to be Coach Harder, because yeah. I think this is going to be a big change
oh, yeah.
for him.
Yeah, Billy O'Brien, he gonna jump ugly on you if you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. So he gonna coach you hard. This is Mac's make or break year, right? Because there are a lot of people that say, well, the first year he looked good, the second year was more about Matt Patricia. Now you got Billy O'Brien. So what do we see?
So. Joe Judge, you think, is gone. He's going to go elsewhere. He's not going to stay with the organization, is he?
No, I actually read that he was applying for defensive coordinator for the Rivers Red Wings.
Now, I'll be interested to see what happens now with the whole Gerard Mayo thing. Because if we think that he's going to be the assistant head coach mm-hmm. and he's the next in line after Bill, then why would Bill O'Brien come here with no future of move up?
Because the assistant head coach means nothing. When they put
but I'm
that
saying you get that title instead of defensive coordinator, which Gerard Mayo has said mm-hmm. he wants, then if you're assistant head coach, doesn't that mean the future is that you're going to be the head coach?
Be ready for the also national storyline as a side part of this breaking news is the relationship of O'Brien and Brady. They are close. They are tight. So for anybody that was looking into the potential return of Tom Brady,
oh, okay.
this could be the first step. There was rumors that the Bucks were interested mm-hmm. as a means to keep Brady. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm telling you what the storylines yeah. will be.
I saw that news yesterday. They had superimposed a Tampa Bay hat on Bill O'Brien, saying like Tampa Bay is making a run at
okay,
him.
Okay, so
try
their relationship is really good. All right, well that's something that is going to be brought up then. Right. So step two might be maybe Bill saying to himself, all right, Robert's not going to let me go out and spend all this money on Lamar. Why don't I bring back Billy O'Brien and then maybe I can convince him, Robert, to go, all right, let's give Tom 2 years at $25 million per year. He got Billy O'Brien. He's got his guy, a relationship that you know he loves as far as an offensive coordinator.
Okay, but is he going to come here with the lack of weapons on that side of the football?
Well, maybe they...
Does Tom Brady can say... Isn't the most important thing to Tom Brady at this point being close enough to win a Super Bowl one more?
Yeah.
Is he going to look at New England as being close enough to win a Super Bowl?
What if New England then trades for DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, but Hopkins won't come here if you have Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Their relationship is horrid. They hate each other.
That is true. Oh, maybe they're another guy that they talked about potentially is going to be on the trade market. Maybe Mike Evans. Maybe it's change yeah. of scenery for Mike Evans. There are a couple guys. Keenan Allen could be available. Yeah, but you're right. Brady wants to go to a place that is close. But with your defense... Is your defense good enough to be in the category of championship contender, just defensively?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you think so, right?
Yeah, I do think so. So
well, wait, hold on. Courtney, what do you think?
Nah. Oh.
I do think so. So maybe a couple pieces on offense, and if that the first piece chip to fall is Billy O'Brien, then the next piece is, well, maybe Brady does come back. And then the next piece is because we know that Bill Belichick, when Brady's last year, was like, I'll go out and get you guys. He made a run at Antonio Brown. I think they were even in on Steph Diggs originally. So there were talks like prior to that, that Bill Belichick wanted to put pieces around Brady. So maybe he looks at it, Tom, I only got a couple more years. You only got a couple more years.
I don't find it to be very likely that Tom Brady comes back here. But it's fun to speculate. I do think this is huge news when it comes to the New England Patriots and to Mac Jones. Do you think Mac Jones had any input into this?
No.
No,
not at all.
If they want him to be, if they see him as the quarterback of their future, I think that they ask him. Yes.
No, they don't. You think Bill Belichick is asking?
All I hear is it's a different Bill Belichick.
Brady, and after the disaster of last season, and especially if you're trying to repair a relationship with Mac.
Stop. I mean, the fact that you believe that a guy who's in his second year is going up to Bill, or Bill's calling, hey, Mac, you know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking about going to get Billy O'Brien. What's your input on that? And you think Mac Jones, what if Mac Jones goes, you know what, I really don't like him. Bill's going to go, oh, okay, all right, so who do you like? Stop it. Bill Belichick went with Billy O'Brien because of the relationship that he has and the loyalty and trust he knows that Billy O'Brien is going to be with him. Mac Jones might not even be the guy. They might sit down, the two of them, and go, hey, you think Mac's really a guy? Maybe Billy O'Brien might be like, nah.
Well, breaking news this morning, Billy O'Brien will return to the New England Patriots as the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. We will get to your thoughts on that and the thoughts of Ty Law on that coming up at 8:20. And Courtney will have the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.